Merry Christmas and welcome into the B-Section podcast. Not just any B-Section podcast, the 1,000th download extravaganza. How many listeners have we had now?
At the time of this taping, we're sitting at 988 with an episode coming out last week. We're hoping that we cross that. We're going to assume we cross that 1,000 listeners.
On average,
download.
We should be there.
1,000 download, I guess I should say.
1,000 download extravaganza, Christmas morning. Nothing has got me more excited, not even my presents. So with that said, we transition to not necessarily a somber note, but some news. But we can't get to any of that news without, of course, thanking our presenting sponsor, who's been with us since the start of this season. Logan, hit me with the Jolly Farmer.
Today's podcast is being brought to you by the Jolly Farmer Convenience Store. When you think about convenience, think about the Jolly Farmer in Waverly. From the supersized selection of microbrewery beers to the bakery and grocery items, lottery tickets, and even that pick-me-up cup of coffee, they have it all for you. Visit the Jolly Farmer, 7 Elizabeth Street in Waverly. It's open 7 days a week. Even on this jolly, jolly day, I got to ask, David, have you ever been to the Jolly Farmer?
You didn't ask me on the first episode we recorded on this day.
I decided to take it easy on you.
Had I known what specific time we were recording on this day, I would have actually went out and gone to Jolly Farmer to get the donuts. But then I wasn't sure, and then I wasn't able to do it.
You guys ramble. I got to take this real quick. I'll be right back in.
Nothing like a coulda, shoulda, woulda to start the episode, David.
It's an absolute...
You hear all that noise and racket? That's Logan weaving in and out of traffic as he has to take a phone call. But we're doing this special episode on Christmas. We hope everyone has had a great Christmas and is spending it with your family and your loved ones and your friends. We have some news that we'll get into as the episode
develops. It's kind of important that Logan's in the room for this.
It's really important that Logan is here. And I am just breathing air right now to try to get this thing along the way.
This is the second time this season where we were just kind of left alone to our own thing as Logan takes a phone call.
But before I guess we get started.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
It's Jolly Farmer. We got Jolly Farmer.
Man, if there was ever a time for this pod to be a visual pod and not an audio only, it's right now because there was no phone call there.
There was no phone call at all. We got Jolly Farmer at the table today.
Jolly Farmer donuts? Is that what we got?
All they had left was cookies.
Oh, sugar that's cookies. Even better.
Sugar cookies with
it's Christmas. We got Christmas
vanilla
cookies,
icing, I guess.
From the best
vanilla,
place.
Just icing?
I think so. Yeah. They were iced sugar cookies. I got them.
I also brought gifts. Sprinkles. Whoa. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Now you have no reason not to go to the Jolly Farmer.
What an episode.
$10 for the each of you.
Incredible. Incredible.
This makes me feel incredibly low.
Why? It's not going to be low. Now you have no reason not to go.
I went the entire year thinking, well, not the entire year thinking. I went the entire year just not doing what I should have done. And the last couple of weeks, I'm like, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to come up with a surprise donuts for these guys. I wanted to do it last week. Didn't happen. I wanted to do it this week. Like I said, I was going to do it had I known what specific time we were going to do this podcast. And then it happened.
Now you got a gift card.
But that's why it works. Yeah. I brought them. Gift cards. You got no reason not to go. And you texted me. You said, hey, do you know what time you're coming
exactly.
up?
Exactly.
I was leaving the Jolly Farmer when I got your text.
You said in 2 minutes, I'll be here. How you said in a half hour to an hour, I would have gone to Jolly Farmer.
That was all part of it. Worked out. It worked out in your favor because I knew you were trying to get there. It's hard to squeeze it into your day. I had to drive up here anyway, so I added an extra 10 minutes to my trip, and I said, this is going to get him to laugh. And then I just had to come up with a way to... I stuck him in the... when I walked in today so you guys didn't see him.
Okay, so every time I've been home in the last year, really, my dad's always been like, you know, you really just have to get to Jolly Farmer. I'm trying, and I have obviously failed.
I can't give you a taste of it, and you're going to be there next week.
I can't wait till you have to edit this, though, because the amount of time and air Dave and I were trying to kill as you were working your way to get him.
I could see the look on your face. I knew you were like, come on, dude.
I was about to start baseball talk in the middle.
This episode is about Logan Hill. Yes. We need Logan Hill in the room.
With that said, it is time for some breaking news. Logan Hill has accepted a position with the Baltimore Sun that he is about to explain and give us a little more in depth with, and then we'll kind of transition from there into maybe the future of the program and some of our favorite moments and just what it's meant to us to have everyone that's listened. So with that said, Logan, what's new in your world, man?
A lot, and I heard you mentioned it before I ran out to get the cookies and fake the phone call. A little bit of a somber recording here, but it's a dream of mine to work at the Baltimore Sun. It was coming out of college, and my path started here. It started in Towanda, started in Sayre, all the other towns around here. And so it kind of materialized late in November that I got a phone call with them. And then David and I were talking about it before we sat down to record today. Funny enough, my first like interview post the initial interview was the Monday after Troy's championship football game. So I got to follow that whole run, and that was pretty cool to be a part of a great moment like that in the sports community around here. And then over that week, it just materialized. I had a couple of interviews, and by Monday of this week, we're taping this on Thursday, the 19th, I think. I don't have the date in front of me, but by Monday of this week, I was coming back up the road. I was away with family over the weekend, and they called me. They said, hey, we want to offer you the job. So like I said, a dream, a goal, so you can't turn it down. My role is not going to be directly in sports right away. My title is going to be assistant news editor. I'm going to have a hand in a lot of different things, helping out here, helping out there, which while my focus while I was here was sports, that's kind of the way it played out here for me in all my time at the Review, at the Morning Times, was mainly day-to-day. Yes, it was covering games. It was writing stories. It was putting sports pages together. But I helped with regular pages before. I helped with other stuff before. So just being a part of the community, and it's going to – the reason we're taping this and having it come out on Christmas is because my mom does not know. My plan is to surprise her on Christmas morning. I think it's going to be really cool. And my mom's a hard person to surprise, so I'm really excited for that. But a little bit of a somber exit because it happened quicker than I would have liked to seen it go, but that's how things happen.
That's how stuff works, right?
It's kind of this thing because obviously you put together really good coverage for this area, and I've enjoyed working with you and all that. So it's things that you won't be in the area, but like no one's going to fault you ever for going 20 minutes next to your home. No. How close are you to Baltimore?
I checked it out, and where I think the office is about a half hour from my mom's front door, which is, in the meantime, that's where I'm going to be staying once I move back home. So moving back, as the kids like to say it these days, moving back in with the rent.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I hope our listeners and our readers have either been able to listen to, see, or read just what we've witnessed with working with you. And that's just your passion for what you do. And you go all in. You're not a halfway kind of guy. Your coverage, your passion for sports, for giving the community an incredible product and the content you've produced, but also just being able to work with you and getting to know you, and something we know that friendship will last a lifetime. And we're going to miss you, but a big congratulations, because we know what a dream it is for you. And it'll be a big hit to one of the greatest podcasts that's ever been, and that's the B Section Podcast. But as far as the future of the program goes, it's a little open-ended. David and I are going to regroup on it, whether or not we choose to bring it back, whether we continue it. It'll take us a little bit to get that underway and what we plan to do with it. But for those wondering, is this it?
We don't know.
We don't know. Stay tuned.
The B Section started because I like to podcast. I talked to Kirk and at the time Johnny. Hey, would you guys have any interest in doing something like this? Kirk was like, oh yeah, I used to kind of do something like that with Pat McDonald, who used to work with the Times and the Review. And I said, okay, let's give it a shot. So it started as the Football Friday Podcast. I made the logo out of like a green background, and I cut out like a football on Adobe Photoshop. And that's what our original logo was. David joined the fold. I don't remember when we started. Maybe
I was like third or fourth episode.
Oh yeah, you were in by the third episode. So really you joined the fold right away. Yeah. And for that season last year, we had a 4-person round table. We had a lot of fun.
We lost half of our group in three months.
So favorite moments, favorite things. An easy favorite thing is just because we're either in different buildings or on different schedules or doing things at different times, this has been a roundtable for us to just talk local sports, which is the best part of the show, is recapping the local sports within this community and bringing you up to speed on everything that's going on. And we get to kind of do that in live time with each other as well, because we're not always together throughout the week. So I think that was some of the magic of this pod. And obviously, I think one of the biggest things I miss is when it was the four of us. Yeah. There usually weren't many episodes without some form of argument.
I was already really sad when Johnny had to leave us, and now we got only two of us.
Well, a couple of the moments that have jumped out to me while I'm trying to think back in my mind. From a high school sports perspective, I've loved the moments where we've had the big time ones. So like Waverly's state championship, Troy and Tioga won them too. But I remember like Waverly's state championship, like Johnny could jump in and talk about that because he knows the community.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when we do this high school part, it's me and David talking. You got Kirk kicking it to us. Johnny, when he was still here, would be on the quieter end, maybe have something to throw
in.
He would
rarely talk until the national side of things.
Those were the high school things where we could bring everybody together. Yeah. So, I mean, in the one-plus year span of this podcast, we've covered three football state champions, countless other state champions across other sports. But when it started as the Football Friday podcast and we got three of them, you can't ask for much more. And then I remember when it turned to the B section and I was going to try to create a logo. My logo looked disgusting. I talked to our central graphics team and I said, hey, can you guys work me up a logo? They had it in an hour and we had a good logo and it's been the logo we still have to this moment where you're listening to this taping. National ones that jump out to me. Johnny's hatred for Brock Purdy.
Our half-brained, not well thought out contest, like Survivor that we're all out of by week three.
Yeah, that was bad. And then the other like moment, the discourse that jumps to me on the top of my brain is what's the best rivalry in the NFL? Oh, is it Eagles Cowboys? Is it
Johnny and I were in lockstep with Eagles Cowboys, and you had a lot of pushback toward that.
And the pod might not have sights, but we have certainly had sounds, whether it's the back warehouse bay door getting closed mid episode, whether it's lights flickering or the electric potentially surging and going out. There's been a lot and we're going to miss all of it. We're leaving it open-ended. We don't know the answer to whether we're going to continue or not.
A part of that is we do not have the device that Logan has had for us to record these podcasts. We would have to invest in one on ourselves, which we very well might do, but we just have to talk about it.
And if we do, the B-section podcast will live on.
Yeah. And that's absolutely true. To peel back the curtain is I have a podcasting board we've hooked the mics up into, we've hooked the headphones up into. I'm able to take the format and then go edit it on the back end.
Yeah, and that's also the other thing, as long as edited every single one of them. Yeah. Kirk and I don't have the editing experience.
So it's not high stakes editing, and it's I can work with them on it. Obviously, we're going to talk about it, I'm sure, off the air. But
the good news is we do have two mics. We do have a pair of headsets. And so with a little bit of...
And we will have another sports guy coming eventually.
Yeah.
That will join the fold.
Yeah, that's exactly true. I mean, I didn't live here all my life. I started in April of 2023. And before that, there was a guy before me. I didn't know him. But there will be someone new. And hopefully he comes with better podcast ideas than I have.
Well, with a little bit of software, some equipment, and some editing lessons, you never know. You may hear the B section down the road. But if you don't, the three of us, I think I speak on behalf of the three of us, it's been a really, really fun go for two seasons, and I hope we can continue, but if we don't, this was real fun, guys.
And then just another one more recorded big congratulations to Logan.
Absolutely. The Baltimore Sun, and if you can, you followed him and looked into his coverage while he's been here this whole time. It doesn't mean you have to stop. Look for him in the Baltimore Sun and keep following him, because nothing but hopeful continued success for Logan Hill. And that's really it, boys, for the B-section podcast for now.
Let me see if I still got any sounds on this board. what did he say? All right, that wasn't the sound I was looking for. I think it's this one.
But, you know, the...
Nope, not it.
I know exactly what you're looking for, though. Nobody's there it is. The wagons like
the Buffalo Bills. See you in the Super Bowl when the B-section podcast returns.
Go Birds.